From the sickest of the sick to the weirdest of the weird, you're listening to Public Nuisance Radio with Mikey.
Hey, what's up? This is Mikey, and welcome to what has grown from a few phone calls on the Twisted Pickle Show to my own show, I guess. This is Public Nuisance Radio. The premise of this is going to be the normal stories of my sexual deviance, my odd occurrences that happen, combined with going out and fucking with the public. My image isn't really accepted in public. People are usually kind of scared of me, and I like to prey on that and make them uncomfortable and record it. So that's what we'll be doing with this show. This first show probably won't involve a lot of that because, A, I'm not really equipped to do it at the moment, and B, well, I'm over at Corby's house, so, I can fuck with him, but, what fun is that? I've been fucking with him his whole life, I guess, or at least as long as I've known him. But anyhow, he deals with it well. So I was thinking this first show, we would maybe deal with a few stories, things that piss me off. There's a lot of things that piss me off. Maybe some stories from the past I have. I don't know if you'd call it a checkered past. I've had a very interesting past, and I've done a lot of things that I wanted to do, a lot of things I wanted to try. As listeners to the Twisted Pickle Show know, I've done a lot of things sexually that a lot of people have never really, a lot of people never really even thought to try or thought to do. Not that I invented anything new, because I don't think there is anything new to invent. It's like music, every good song has already been written. It just has to be reworked, and everything to do with sex has already been done. I just reworked it, and it wasn't my idea, it was a variation of an idea.
I don't wanna move, I'll just sit here in my living room and see what's on the tube while I'm hanging out with you. People knock on my door, ringing my phone, telling me the things I gotta get done today.
I was thinking maybe the best thing to do is, of course, talk about one of my exes that I used to date. I've got a lot of exes, by the way. As far as sexual partners, I quit counting when I hit 70, and that was about 3 or 4 years ago. So I think I'm well into triple digits by now. There's nothing to be proud of. I mean, if I were Wilt Chamberlain and saying 20,000 or whatever he boasts, that would be something to really brag on. But what it's given me is a lot of good stories. So this ex, to protect the innocent, I'm going to call her by her real name, and that'd be Georgie. Now, Georgie was a freak. When I met her, she had, I think her hair was 6 different colors, blue, purple, pink, black, blonde, bleach blonde. I think she had some green in there. I mean, she was a fucking nutcase. She shaved her pubic hair into the shape of a heart. And she thought it was cute. She actually dyed it pink. She used to be a stripper. She used to be an escort. She was a dirty girl. Anyhow, Georgie had this little fetish that I just don't get into. I don't understand. She liked to be peed on. And it was something that I couldn't understand. Now, from what she told me, she used to live in Texas. And in Texas, that is like the most loving thing you can do to someone is piss on them. I'm thinking the most loving thing that someone can do to me is probably refrain from pissing on me, because I would enjoy that. And I would know that they cared about my well-being and my happiness. But she seemed to think that this was an okay thing, if have somebody go ahead and take a leak on you. And I wasn't really into it. We were in the shower at one time, and I had to piss. Well, I'm not the kind of guy that will get out of the shower to use the toilet. I piss in the shower. I don't care. Well, I told her, I said, get out of the way, I gotta piss. And she got on her knees, and I pissed on her tits. And that's kind of how I, got into it. And I only did this a couple times for her, because I really wasn't into it. It didn't get me off. And, if things don't get me off, I'm, not so much into them. So I peed on her boobs, and she really seemed to enjoy it. So another time, while later, she was sitting on the toilet peeing, and she wanted me to come watch. And I wasn't into it, but she had some kind of fetish about boys watching her pee. And I had to piss, too, and I was just going to go ahead and piss in the bathtub or piss in the sink, you know? And this was really weird. She made me piss on her coochie. I had to pee on her clit, and she had an orgasm. You know, I'm all about, you know, giving girls orgasms, but you got to draw the line somewhere. And, you know, I guess that was my line. I didn't do that for her again. And that's why she's next, I guess.
Lately I've been wishing I was brain dead. No responsibilities in my head today. Baby, let's see what's on the TV. Doing nothing, having fun. Off the bed to get things done. I'm not lazy.
That story actually reminded me of another story, which will happen. My brain works in a very free-flowing way, and things pop in my head, and I gotta, you know, get them out of my head before I forget them. I'd be okay. I did a lot of drugs when I was younger, and I think that memory problem would be okay if I just quit doing the drugs. But anyhow, way back when Corby, you know, Corby from the Twisted Pickle Show, my best friend, back when he was really into computers. I really wasn't. You know, I knew a little bit about him. I knew that you could play video games, and I played a lot of Leisure Suit Larry when I was younger. But he was into it, and the internet, you know, when Al Gore invented the internet, he was on top of it. Corby just knew what the fuck was going on. Well, he was showing me how you could get porn off the internet. And that's what got me interested in the internet. So he, you know, showing me how to get a little porn off of there, and we got on some site. It was like WebSickest. It's not around anymore because I've been looking for it. But it's like WebSickest.com or something like that. And he's telling me, you know, these things are just weird. You know, there's people, you know, fucking horses and, you know, girls fucking horses and you know, midgets and all this. I'm like, wow, yeah, let's take a look at that. He clicks on this picture. And this is way back before, you know, you click on a picture now and boom, the picture's there. This was a little slower. This was a lot slower. And you would get it to download kind of a layer at a time and a color at a time. So it was downloading, and it would be like dark, and you get a hint of what was going on. But it was so shitty. I mean, it was bad. Well, this thing starts, you know, he clicked on this link, and this picture starts kind of sketching itself in. And from what we could gather, it looked like a white girl, giving a black guy a blowjob, which, at that time, possibly could have been construed as something odd. You know, nowadays, no big deal, and I don't care about it. You do what you gotta do. It's cool, you know, and everybody's sexy, and everybody's cool, you know. But back then, it really wasn't an accepted thing. I'm not talking like we didn't grow up in the 50s, but you know, this was in the early 90s, and it was just kind of gaining some acceptance. So we're like, okay, I don't understand why this is on this site, but it was. Well, as it keeps downloading itself, we realize it was a porn star, and her name is Veronica Moyer, and this gentleman was, he wasn't even a black guy at all. It was a white girl, white guy, and this girl was down on her knees, and this guy was taking a shit right in her mouth, and that was one of the most disturbing things I know I've ever seen, as far as porn-wise. Corby went into a little spasm and started and screamed, "Oh my God, that is hideous." Well, that would have been well and fine if we were in a private location, but we were at Kinko's, and no, I'm just shitting you. We were actually at his girlfriend's dad's house, and many of you have heard the story of his girlfriend, which is currently his wife. They met. He was 17 or 18. I know I was 18. I think he was 18, but he might have been 17. She was 15, and her dad was home at that time, I do believe, because I think he said, "What are you guys doing in there?" And he maybe tried to mosey into the room as we're feverishly trying to shut off the picture of some chick getting her mouth shat in. That was very disturbing. And, you know, I'm glad Corby shared it with me, but, you know, I could have done without it.
I don't want to move. I'll just sit here in my living room and see what's on the tube while I'm hanging out with you. People pressing my flesh, taking my time. They don't know a thing about my life with you. I'm trying real hard, hard not to care.
Now, on that note, something else that, you know, everyone can do without would be probably getting a DUI. And I've had one. They're not fun, but mine kind of was. So I'll tell that story. You know, where do you go after telling a story about some chicken or mouth shit upon? But I like my beer. I like to drink. It's no lie. I went to the meetings. I didn't quite fit in, so I guess I don't know if I'm an alcoholic or not. I actually got thrown out of the meeting. But you know, I do my fair share of drinking. I probably do a lot of people's fair share of drinking. This particular evening, I don't know what mission I was upon, but I was on a mission. And I got extremely drunk. Thought that that I had turned onto the interstate, so I went ahead and stomped down on the gas, and I was going to do me some driving. I was headed home. Problem was, I didn't get on the interstate. I continued going straight, and I came to a T intersection where you can either turn right or you can turn left. I decided to go straight, and I ran into a railroad tie wall, a big wooden wall. And there still is I cracked the boards that made up this wall when I hit it. I hit it at what was estimated to be about 75 miles an hour. Airbag went off. I threw my hand in front of my face to protect from the airbag, and I broke my own nose. Fucking genius. Anyhow, when the cops show up, he comes up and there is a smoking wreck of a car. There is a drunk man, me, I was playing that part, stumbling around trying to figure out what the fuck just happened. And then there's this cop, you know, and he's like, oh shit, here we go, paperwork. So he asked me, he goes, sir, can you tell me what went on here? And of course, when you're drunk, you're the smartest motherfucker in the world. I said, yes, I can. Well, he took out his notebook and he was going to document what fucking brilliance came out of my mouth. And boy, was it a zinger. He said, okay, sir, what exactly happened here? I said, well, officer, I was driving down that road right there, and I hit this wall. He threw his notebook on the ground and said, get the fuck in the car. I pretty much knew I was fucked at that point. So the story goes downhill from there, but that was kind of a funny moment. It was, I didn't have to do any, you know, ABCs. I didn't have to go out and do any dancing. My one moment of brilliance landed me right in jail. So, you know, which was a good thing for me. It's really cured me. I quit drinking for a while because I ran out of beer. And the next day I went and got some more and I was better. Or at least I thought I was. You know, there's a lot of stories like that. You know, it's some of them are lessons that I learned. And goddamn, you know, sometimes the only way to learn is the hard way. But then again, you know, sometimes the little mistakes can be fun. That one really wasn't. I've had a few that were, but that's for another show. You know, I don't want to blow my whole load on this first one.
All I ever really want to do is sit around doing nothing with you, because nothing's only fun when you're there. Mad about you at dinner time. Seinfeld, Simpsons, So Called Live. Runs 20 million times. I don't want to move. I'll just sit here in my living room and see what's on the tube.
But actually, speaking of blowing loads, I told this story once on the Twisted Pickle show many, many moons ago. but I think it's worth telling again. When I was, I had just graduated high school, and a good friend of mine set me up on a date with his girlfriend's friend. And, Lord, was she a cutie. This girl, somewhat innocent, hadn't really had a lot of experience. Myself, I really hadn't had a ton, but I had some. Well, I got this girl, she really had never given a lot of head. Her boyfriend previous to me, he had gotten his dick sucked a few times, but I don't think he enjoyed it with the same passion that I did. So, she perfected her craft with me. Well, one thing that she had never done, and she had never swallowed while sucking dick, and I had never come while having my dick sucked. So we were about to have a moment together. She was, we were at the house I was living with my parents, so we were in my room, and she had kind of done some finagling. I was 18, she was 17. I was out of school, she was in school. Friday night, she did some finagling, some conniving, and she shows up at my house to spend the night, which was fucking cool. You don't really get that a lot when you're that young, and so I thought it was pretty awesome. My friend, I think actually the two girls had gotten cahoots and were staying at each other's house. My buddy he lived about a block away from me, and his girlfriend was spending the night that night. So, it was a special day, a special moment. Well, this girl was with me, and once again, I'm not one to hide their name. I'm not one to hide their identity. Her name was Elena, and Elena decided it was time to have, some fun, according to the great line in the movie Clerks, it was time for making fuck. So she gets out of her clothes and gets me out of mine, and she's going to start off by blowing me, because that's a nice thing for people to do to each other, it's a kind gesture. Well, there was something about that blowjob that just really got me going, because goddamn, I was going to come. And I told her, hey, I'm going to come. And she, instead of pulling away like a lot of people, 90% of the population seems to do, she buried her face on there and, really gave it a go. And I came down that girl's throat. Well, kind of. About the time that I shot, it hit her throat and she gagged. And in her gagging, I don't know if anyone's ever taken a drink of milk or taken a drink of soda and started laughing and had it come out their nose, but that's exactly what happened to her. My man seed hit the back of her throat, she gagged, and it came out her nose. I am one of the only people that I know of, in telling the story, that I've actually come out a girl's nose. And she got to laughing, and she's sitting there with a load of chode coming out of her nose. She gets to laughing. Well, I did, what every good boyfriend would do. Most of them would probably grab her a towel or grab her, the corner of the bed sheet, or offer her the curtain or a sock or something to clean her cummy nose off with. I grabbed the phone and called my buddy, laughing my ass off, and told him the whole story while she's sitting there with a fucking, some baby batter dripping out her nose. It was a moment, and that was a great story that, I think it's a great story. I like to tell it. And I know it's one of Corby's favorites, because Corby, he liked to fuck with this girl quite a bit, and once he heard that story, I don't think he ever looked at her quite the same. But then again, who would? It happens. Well, you know, as I'm rapidly approaching the 20-minute or so mark, I think I'm going to wrap this up because I'm running out of ideas and I'm running out of beer. So I'd like to thank you for listening to this first installment of Public Nuisance Radio. Hopefully the next installment will be more entertaining. There'll be some more interaction, you know, public interaction. Hopefully we got the voicemail set up by then. And, you know, we can have you guys leaving me some messages. The more fucked up, the better, of course. I'm a twisted fuck, and I like hear that kind of shit. So, that's going to do it for episode one, show one, the big show one of Public Nuisance Radio. This is Mikey. Thanks for listening. Peace.